Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I am speaking to you about the first week in December, Monday, December 1st to Sunday, the 7th. And, well, we have the direct motion on Saturday of Mercury, and, you know, we're getting used to it slowly moving forward, and there's still going to be a feeling of retrograde because it's not up to speed yet, but at least it is direct. Hooray! And the big thing for the first week of December is the full moon at 13 degrees of Gemini, and that's taking place on Thursday the 4th. 6:14 p.m. in the Eastern Standard Time. And that is all we have in terms of changes. That following week we'll have a few planetary shifts indeed, but this is really about the Gemini full moon. So I'm going to go right to looking at that. So it is interesting that we have this polarity, of course, of Gemini versus the Sun in Sagittarius, and we're looking at local matters versus world matters. We're looking at details and analysis versus expanding to the larger picture, and we are in a way of communicating. And some of the communications are tricky when one person is looking with the mind about things and the other is expanding with the Jupiter energy. So the interesting thing about the full moon polarity at 13 degrees is that it's an exact square to the lunar nodes, which at this point are at 13 degrees south node for the Virgo node, and of course 13 Pisces for the north node. So what is this saying? Well, it's saying that the mutable signs, which they're all four mutable signs, are in this fixed square. And it is something that we're looking at, and knowing that our lessons have not really totally been learned. So what else can we see? What else can we do to move into a higher level, a higher energy level? It's important for us to have analysis and to have a focus on order and perfecting things. This is not a bad thing, but with the South Node in Virgo, we're overdoing it and over-focused there. And so we're being asked to lift up into the broader concepts that unite all things. And that is where we get with the North Node in Pisces, which certainly also has its difficulties, and they still remain, because in this chart we still have Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. Saturn has gone direct, and Neptune will go direct at 29 next week. That's one of the shifts we'll be talking about. And once they move on in 2026 into Aries, that is when we should definitely be making a major focus elsewhere. And we will have a nodal shift, and we'll start seeing an eclipse in the new nodal polarity when we move to the south node in Leo and the north node in Aquarius. And that is really an interesting one. And, of course, I'll be doing a lot of stuff about that. especially on Substack, of course, where I am doing most of my work now. And so as I look at the coming year, I'm also looking at doing more research to see where the podcast will show up too. And there's a good likelihood that it will be in another area than where you're finding it now. So also in this time of looking at fruitions and what has to be maintained, but also what may be untenable and must be released, that's a full moon, a fruition, but also, you know, the light comes on, biggest bite in the night, and starts to illuminate things that you may not have noticed before, or you're trying not to notice, and that can also be in your relationships, because the Gemini energy is definitely a relationship energy. It's the family, but it's the family that's not living in the house. As a family member that has been living in your house, perhaps it has to do with your first sibling. It has to do with siblings in general, but we count houses to find the order of the siblings. And so this is where some of the things you may be discovering are taking place. But also, you know, we are looking at how we communicate. You know, sometimes we think we're getting a message across and we aren't, right? So, and sometimes we feel the need to be overly emphatic with our communications. And all those kinds of things that don't work, okay, those are the things that you can be looking at and realizing that there's something else. I can do something else, and that will work better. So, again, there is a culmination at every full moon, and we're going to be, once again, leaving the higher light and moving towards the lower light of a Sagittarius new moon. I see, I didn't even look that up. It's 2 weeks from this time. It is on actually Friday the 19th of December, which is in that realm of the winter solstice, right? So we're going to have the dark moon at the darkest part. I mean, they just are really doing that. These planets are really, you know, sort of joining in so that you can get a really good dose, right, of whatever this is that you need to know at this 19th day of December when the new moon arrives at 28. Again, we have another 28 lunar event, 28 Sagittarius. Okay, so losing things that we should lose is better than losing them without our own conscious choosing. And this is something I talk about a lot when we get to eclipse times, because those are visible. What's going to change, or you'll know if you really look, you'll know what needs to change. And if not, then you'll be, what happened? But astrology is there so you can know. And when we look at this new moon chart, also we find, if you want to look at your communications, we still have the grand water trine for you. This time with Mercury direct now in Scorpio. And it's trine Jupiter, retrograde in Cancer. They're actually approaching each other because of Jupiter's retrograde. And it's still an orb of particularly the Saturn, which is now direct. So, you know, this is a great opportunity because the Mercury in Scorpio has the ability to investigate and to uncover you know, secrets and, again, things that we may not have wanted to look at. But if we choose to look, you know, like, what do I have to learn from this? I spoke about this, or actually probably wrote about this on Substack in my post about Saturn going direct on Thanksgiving evening. This is the time to ask yourself about the lesson. Have I learned the lesson of Saturn, Pisces? Did I grow around the issues of, you know, feeling that I'm not able to rely on structures that seem to be dissolving? Have I come to any ability to expand into positive nurturing of myself and others, which is the Jupiter in Cancer? And, or have I learned how to control my feelings so that I don't get overwhelmed with them, which is a Jupiter thing also? So this is all in that for you. And there are sextiles to Uranus that's still retrograde in Taurus. That'll change soon too. Jupiter has the sextile, which is, there may be gifts and surprising positive things happening. Also, Saturn is approaching the sextile to Uranus, and Neptune is there already. So we have opportunities to feel and sense and know through things other than the rational, literal mind. We can feel into what's right and what we need. We do have Mars in Sagittarius with Juno. And yeah, there's a lot of angry women out there, aren't there? They're angry about the belief systems, Sagittarius. And we have these supposed ceasefires where, you know, they're still fighting and things are still happening. Mars is moving into a square to Saturn. And so there's going to be obstacles, and there's going to be more emphasis on the victims. And it's, you know, it's time for things to be revealed. This is how I feel about the time we're living in, because of Pluto in Aquarius specifically as well. And Venus is in Sagittarius now, and she's approaching the Sun, and she's also been in a sextile to Pluto in Aquarius. And this is where a lot of things about what's still the suppression of the feminine, and particularly the divine feminine, which is one of the issues for Venus in the sign of rituals and religion and beliefs. So we're opening up, we're expanding with Venus there. And so we can take this time of the full moon to look at how our hopes and goals have been progressing and how our relationships look now. Have we learned anything about how to be able to communicate? You just went through a Thanksgiving. You may have been with lots of family and friends. Perhaps they don't all have the same thoughts that you have. How did you do? Were you able to let people communicate without feeling threatened by their thoughts? You know, this is really why people react in anger. There's something about the thought that is frightening. And so, you know, these are things we're going to have to learn, because once Saturn gets into Aries, that's going to be the lessons about anger, aggression, war, how to be a positive individual with your own thoughts and ideas. So, yes. So look at this time, December 4th, of this Gemini full moon. And again, in Washington, D.C., 6:14 p.m., we have Cancer rising. And so it is still about the people, what's happening for the people of the country. And we see a lot of things there, that's for sure. So, moving on now to the daily forecast. I will start out with Monday the 1st with an Aries moon early in the morning, making the trine to Mars in Sagittarius, but that's at 5:14 a.m. in the Eastern Standard Time. And that was, you know, maybe a night of adventurous dreams. You know, this is the type of dream where you're like on a flying carpet and, you know, foreign lands. But it is a positive aspect, although it could have a lot of energy in it. And so you may see yourself waking up at times. Of course, if you're across the pond, you're already awake and it's 10:14 a.m. in the UK, so you're having an easy flow of action to get you into your work or your, you know, regular day, the week. Moon in Aries has its last aspect, which is the square to retrograde Jupiter in Cancer at 1:14 p.m., just suggesting that the Aries moon won't be happy. And when Aries moon's not happy, there's usually a big blast of anger that they get over, but the person that received it doesn't. And that's the Jupiter in Cancer part. And where Aries could get angry is that Jupiter in Cancer may be wanting to approach with their issues and their problems and their needs. And moon in Aries is like, you know, I'm busy. Leave me alone. So that's 1:14 p.m. here in Eastern Time. And then we have a nice long void, of course, for the moon. And so, you know, Aries is free, so things shouldn't be too difficult. Moon enters Taurus at 10:13 p.m. and moves to the square to Pluto in Aquarius, which will complete at 1:20 a.m. on Tuesday the 2nd. So this is going to be the way it is for the moon in Taurus for this long transit of Pluto in Aquarius. At some point during the transit, we have to have this square. So observe how it looks for you, perhaps, and learn from that, because, you know, this is a values and my possessions and a tendency of feeling that it needs to be in possession, and a very powerful energy that wants to transform things as we go forward into the future. Doesn't really, you know, work, and it's a very group-oriented sign, is Aquarius. Groups and organizations, right? So that's 1:20 a.m. on Tuesday. This is when Venus is having her sextile to Pluto, and that's also early morning, 4:07 a.m. And so that, if you happen to be up and out, this is a kind of a fated meeting that can produce some good things, could be a good experience for you, with the Sagittarius being as expansive as it is, and being really interested to hear about these new ideas. And as we go through the day on Tuesday the 2nd, we have no aspect completing, but a moon going towards the opposition to direct Mercury in Scorpio. 9:06 a.m. is when it completes on Wednesday. So that's that's a morning where things can be difficult. And nobody is going to give an inch. So if you're having to have a communication, just, you know, let it go. You know, just let things go. Because the fixed signs, Taurus and Scorpio, are not going to come to any kind of agreement. And it's not a good morning to try to get someone to make a plan or agreement. But just wait a little while. Get that 9:06 a.m. over, because Moon in Taurus is going to go into a sextile to Jupiter in Cancer until 12:57 p.m. That could be also a nice time to have lunch or a meal, because these are the zodiac foodies, Taurus and Cancer, and it is lunchtime over here, or brunch time. So you may have a nice and enjoyable time. And you may also be able to get some things accomplished that help you feel a bit more stabilized with Moon in Taurus's sextile to direct Saturn in Pisces until 2:15 p.m. But a sudden glitch, a sudden surprise, is going to be in store for the sign that doesn't like sudden change and surprise. That's Taurus. When it joins Uranus at 8:07 p.m. So be aware if you're out and about, and you may hear some surprising news. It may be about finance. It may be about geophysical. We're hearing those every day, aren't we? So just understand this is on the way. So even if you decide to make a plan, I would say there's going to be some change in it with the conjunction to Uranus coming. So leave your time to make plans for another time. And even after this, you might be able to do it. Moon in Taurus is sextile Neptune. And Neptune is just stationed because it's getting ready next week to make its direct motion. So this is, you know, maybe a gentle time to have, you know, possibly a romantic dinner. 8:50 p.m. is when this comes in, so you have to wait till about 8:30 to start that in Eastern time, but it's earlier out on the West Coast. This is like candlelight and music energy, and soft, very soft, feels good. Moon enters Gemini at 9:48 p.m. on Wednesday and moves toward a trine to Pluto in Aquarius, which will come in on Thursday at 12:53 a.m. And this is the curious Moon in Gemini being very happy with finding new things online, or, you know, having intuitive downloads, which is always fun. And Thursday morning after this, Moon will oppose Venus at 4:49 a.m. So relationships are a little bit strained. It's not nasty, but it's more like teasing energy because, you know, again, one is very analytical and the other isn't. The other is galloping away from that kind of thing. So the Moon is going to oppose the Sun in Sagittarius next, and that's our full moon coming in. And we've spoken about that, but it's also good to know that in the sky with an opposition coming again, it's not a time to try to get an authority, to hear what you're saying and agree with you. I mean, it's opposition time on Thursday. And the opposition continues. This is important to remember. Position the Mars in Sagittarius. So whatever you have on your minds, whatever issues you're on about, they could come to a head on Friday morning, 9:23 a.m. And that's the exact opposition, and it would be a fight, and, you know, a nasty argument. And so just keep that in mind. And if you know, this is why I do astrology. Knowledge is power. You know, you can choose, you know, and we can always choose our responses, but it's easier to know ahead of time that there could be something. And you're able to say, okay, I'm choosing to just breathe through whatever this looks like. And breathing is good. It's Moon in Gemini, the lungs. So Moon in Gemini is going now to square Saturn. So after this possible argument, there's a little bit of obstacle and depression time here until 1:19 p.m., and that can involve also travel. And it may be difficult traveling time. Weather is definitely in the Northern Hemisphere now. We're having our, well, I'm just happy to see that we're going to be a little warmer than they were originally forecasting for this week. A lot of people are getting winter type weather with snow and ice and all that good stuff. Hopefully we will be a little warmer than that. And that's the same kind of issue that goes with the moon's square to retrograde Neptune in Pisces, 7:55 p.m. But that also brings a potential for infection. Okay, so Friday night, 5th of December, is your potential, you know, so be aware if you're out and about. And if you have precautions to take, I do. I always have my aromatherapy essential oils that are protective against things. So just know that is going to be a potential. And also the confusion and the misinformation is definitely potential with the moon square Neptune from Gemini to Pisces. Yes. If it seems too good to be true, it is definitely on that particular Friday evening with the moon square Neptune. A brief void, of course, before the moon enters Cancer at 8:54 p.m. on Friday. Now, here is one of those times where we have a planetary energy coming in on Saturday morning. Mercury in Scorpio is trying Jupiter in Cancer, which is a very optimistic and maybe also helpful with the Scorpio Mercury being able to give some good advice or direction. 8:05 a.m. on Saturday, but the moon aspect will not complete until Sunday, the 7th, at 11:51 a.m., and that's the moon's conjunction to Jupiter in Cancer. 11:51 a.m. That can be very uplifting and very good news or good experiences with whoever you might be with. It's also a possibility for a lot of emotion, and it you'll have to see whether it's positive or negative emotion, but we also have to be careful to not overdo it, right? Because that's, you know, you may be feeling extremely nurturing, so you're buying 5 presents for somebody, and, you know, you really can't afford that. So be aware of that tendency on the morning of the 7th. But Mercury is very close to this aspect, trying to bring you back down to Earth. Mercury in Scorpio trine Saturn in Pisces, 11:58 a.m. So again, we're in you know, financial sanity at that point. And the moon is going towards a trine to Saturn and a trine to Mercury and a sextile to Uranus and a trine to Neptune. So that Sunday is filled with positive energy in all of the interactions that have been taking place in squares and oppositions. So things feel much better. You feel more supported and you feel more secure and you have good communications with your family and you have good ideas about what to do and you have at the very last of this sign aspect, you have a feeling of spiritual upliftment with the moon trine Neptune. So that's all Sunday until 8:45 p.m. The moon will enter Leo at 9:48 p.m. And now you have the opposition that will begin the next week. The opposition of moon in Leo to Pluto in Aquarius that's in play in Western Pacific time because it comes in there at 10:18 p.m. So it will also be in play for Mountain Time. But when we arise, we won't even be up. It'll be 1:18 a.m. It'll be over here. And this is a very difficult opposition. So I'll tell you about it because it's happening in Pacific. And Leo is a sign that wants to be what? Thought to be the king or queen of the experience that we're in. Wants to have affection and that recognition of the regal authority. And it's romantic, indeed. And it's opposing Pluto in Aquarius. I mean, Pluto is nowhere near any of those things and has completely other ideas about whatever Moon and Leo had in mind. So this is a difficult aspect, and I'm just glad that it's over on Monday because we can have a nicer aspect coming in. So that's it for the week. And I will tell you again that next week has the shift. Neptune goes direct on Wednesday the 10th. Mercury enters Sagittarius or re-enters Sagittarius on Thursday the 11th. So that's going to make a big difference in our conversations and our thinking as we approach Christmas. It's a little bit more Christmas-like to have, they used to call it Jolly Jupiter, but there is more humor and goodwill, and that's, you know, what we're kind of enjoying during that season, if we can. And then there's one more shift that will take place in Pacific on Sunday the 14th, which is the day that the Hanukkah holiday begins. And that is that Mars will have its last aspect in Sagittarius, and it will enter Capricorn for the Pacific coast on Sunday at 11:34 p.m. 4 points east, it'll be Monday, December 15th. And in the East Coast, it's 2:34 a.m. So ambition, right? Let's focus on the outer world wars and foreign lands and more focus on our own consensus and our own government and corporations. So we'll be talking about that next time. And I hope you have a great view of the Gemini full moon. And I see tons of photos on Facebook every time there's a big lunar event. So get some good ones. And I'll say goodbye for now.